starts and I'm asleep in a pile of leaves, freshly green, falling from the trees. I am laying, falling asleep, and I look above me as my eyes slowly drift heavy and close to see the stars explode, sun, moon, and everything goes. It's almost black and my eyes collapse, my lungs start to soften as my heartbeat relaxes and I drift down. My thoughts shift all the way into those leaves, the roots and stems and seeds, and all of a sudden, like it does in dreams, it shifts on me. I am in a date with no feet, everything else is just perfect. I am walking around, my jokes are popping, everything's working. I ask the girl's father if I can take her out without bother. He lets me borrow the car and says, bring her back before tomorrow. It's all high fives and drinks, jokes cracked and chivalry. I lay my jacket down upon the puddle so she can tread on it. See, I'd hate to see your pretty feet stuck inside any of the mud. Open and closing doors, pulling out a chair and showing love. We need some dinner, drinks, I think, and maybe that's all I get. But maybe I can sweet talk her and I can get her in bed. And I look into her eyes, but her eyes are kind of blurred, so I can never see my dream girl's face in understood word. But this part of the dream all of a sudden shifts again, and I can't really recall exactly what happened to make it connect. It's just darkness and blackness, I guess this is what you get if you spend all night dreaming and try to wake up and freestyle about it. Because see, a bit of booze and no snooze makes you forget all your dreams. I'm lucky I have what I have, dude, so don't complain. And matter of fact, if you want something nice, just fucking make it up so you can pay for the 10 bucks, right? And then it shifts again, I'm building a stage for Sage Francis with friends, and I can't make sense of what's going on. The stage is long as Miles, kid, and I don't know where it's gonna end, but we keep hammering in nails to build this damn stage upon the show, no failing. It's not an option, Sage seems satisfied with what we built. I shake my friend's hands and I say, that was great, good work for real. And I can't see exactly who they were, I wish it was Fat Joe, so I could say I dreamed about him again and rapped in a show. And then I shift again, I'm not there with friends and stage and Sage. I am standing on the sound set of a color film, babe, and I am approaching, get the kiss upon the beautiful actress's lips. They say cut, camera off, time to change the film, I guess. But it's the end of the shift, the union's calling, time for me to leave. I can't stand here inside of this fake set on this fake street. The water sprayed across the concrete to make it look nice. There's a nice bit of moon and her makeup smudges under the heat of the lights. And she looks at me, laughs as she stares into my eyes. And I say, hey, she says, hey, back, and I'll see you tomorrow, right? She says, it's alright. Maybe one day we go for dinner and drinks, and that's what I think. But she doesn't say anything, just smiles and blinks. And this is it, nothing more, nothing less, a shared moment. Standing on this fake soundstage, I wish I could lean for a kiss. She's beautiful as hell, and it's burning my damn brain. But at the same time, like the rest of the dream, I can't make out her damn face. A dream girl, it seems, burning right there in front of me. And I reach out and touch, she disappears, it bursts at